If you pay attention at the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, you'll see dispensers of hand sanitizer nearly everywhere.
As you come in, you know, you got your ticket, here's a place. There's one up on the Skywalk Landing if you park and you come over. There's one at least on every floor by the elevator, so we're trying to anticipate where people are going to see them.
Brian Stotz oversees operations at the Children's Museum, which is known as the nation's largest. It attracts over 1 million visitors a year, including kids who love touching things.
Kids there are of an age where everything, you know, you touch your environment, you touch your mouth, touch your environment, you touch your eye.
All of that touching means the space needs a lot of cleaning. At all hours of the day, crew members armed with disinfectants go to work on nearly everything, from toys to tables to elevator buttons, all to stop germs from spreading and to protect museum goers. Disinfecting is a start, but when facing an illness like measles, there's only so much spraying you can do. Carriers of the disease can spread it for days before they show any symptoms, and the virus can stay active outside the body for up to 2 hours. 9 out of 10 unvaccinated people exposed to measles will contract the disease, and even some of those who are vaccinated may not be completely immune.
It's not like you can just, you know, sponge down the entire museum and say, all right, we're clear.
That's Ross Silverman, a professor at the IUPUI School of Public Health. He says stopping the spread of measles and infectious diseases like it is in the hands of grown-ups who decide whether they get vaccinations for their kids and themselves. It all comes down to herd immunity.
You need to have a population that is visiting that is resistant to outbreaks of measles. That's really the one way that you are going to reduce the likelihood that it's going to be spread.
So in addition to cleaning and disinfecting, part of what protects the Children's Museum from an outbreak like the one in California is the law. And in that respect, Indiana is doing pretty well. California allows parents to forego vaccinations for their children for personal reasons, say the belief that vaccinations cause autism. Indiana residents can skip a vaccination if it's against their religion or for a medical reason like an allergy. But exemptions for personal or philosophical reasons are not allowed. This means that in Indiana, fewer children are skipping the vaccine.
In terms of percentages, last year, California, it was about 3% of their kindergartners who were being exempted from vaccinations, whereas in Indiana, it's less than 1%.
Still, less than 1% is more than zero. People who choose not to vaccinate tend to live in clusters, which increases the risk. Even with its high vaccination rate, Indiana has seen 67 measles cases in the last decade. For political reasons, getting rid of religious exemptions may not be an option, but some states that also allow these types of exemptions are stricter than Indiana. Silverman points to New York, where officials do more to ensure religious exemptions are legitimate.
In the state of Indiana, if you fill out an exemption request, basically all that the state is going to do is check that you have properly filled out the form. In a state of New York, they may be able to better get at whether your exemption request is a health concern disguised in religious terms.
Pam Pantonis, an epidemiologist with the Indiana State Department of Health, says that because the exemption rate is so low, there are no plans to change how the current rules are enforced. Like Silverman, Pantonis doesn't seem worried that measles will hit Indiana, but the department is keeping an eye out just in case.
We are making a concerted effort to inform our healthcare providers, our local health departments, hospitals, laboratories, to make sure that they know what to do if they would encounter a suspect measles case.
In the meantime, she said vaccination is the best possible defense against measles, and that even though hand sanitizer is convenient, like at the Children's Museum, it's still not as effective as soap and water. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jake Harper.